Now let's talk about the barriers to implementation of BBAC at your hospital. Let's just put the issues right out on the table. You have to recognize the problem before you can fix it. Well, do you know how many psychiatrists it takes to screw in a light bulb? Well, just one, but the light bulb has to want to change. You have to recognize why you are hesitant to use BBAC, and then you can overcome those hesitations. First, are you scared of beta blockers? Well, let's compare intravenous metoprolol to sodium thiopental and see how they compare. How many of you have used sodium thiopental? All of you? Oh, incredible. Sodium thiopental is used for euthanasia. Metoprolol? No. Actually, intravenous metoprolol is so safe that internists are encouraged to administer it intravenously during an acute MI and has been shown to reduce the risk of death in this situation. Do you lose consciousness with the agent? Sodium thiopental? Yes. Metoprolol? No. Can you lose the airway, stop breathing, collapse hemodynamically, and require a special residency and special clinical privileges to administer a drug? Sodium thiopental? Yes. Metoprolol? No. Metoprolol is so safe compared to the other agents that anesthesiologists use every day that fear of the agent is not reasonable. If you can administer sodium thiopental or propofol or a narcotic, you could easily and safely administer metoprolol. It slows the heart rate. Let's compare it to some other drug that slows the heart rate. Fentanyl slows the heart rate, stops breathing, depresses consciousness, and blunts pain. Metoprolol just slows the heart rate. It's like fentanyl with all that nasty respiratory depression, pain relief, or nausea. Please do not be afraid of metoprolol or etanolol. They are your friends.